Audible Visions. Drama.
An audience with an alien consciousness now. Does Georgina Verney have what it takes to tame the beast? In Cyclone.
The Freedom Factory. Part 4.
Hold on. You can't go on your own.
Yes, I have to. We don't know what will be waiting there. Can't let anyone else...
Found you. What's going on? Mistress Verney?
Bryony, there's an entity here that seems to have hijacked Katie Sapella's experiment on life cycling. How's your shoulder?
It's okay. So long as I don't do any heavy lift. Where is this entity?
Living, I believe, inside the landing beacons of this station.
You need us with you?
No, Bryony. I need you all back on the ship, all of you. I mean, so far, none of us, apart from poor Telford, have been wholly part of this, and that's how I want it to remain. Even Dr. Christo wanted us gone, as she has a vested interest in the experiment, or whatever it has become. So, bugger off. Shoo, gone. If anything goes wrong, just head straight back to Parapet, won't you?
This isn't right. Look, I'm responsible for making this all work. If people keep messing up Hazel's missions, I'll get struck off.
I'm sure he won't. Come on, I need to get to the bottom of this. Off you go. Bryony, be safe.
Okay. Come on, everyone. We need to do this so no one suspects. Yevgeny, take Nisha back to the ship. Wait 30 minutes, then call in to Amy. Amy, you'll only stay on the ship for 15 minutes. Then return here to make it look like a standard trip. Then double back as though you've forgotten something. We need to make them think that we're going to be making regular trips to and fro. Then, when Mr. Sven...
Hello? I've got to say, I'm not here for the workout. I just thought this was the best place to speak with you. Now, I'm pretty sure you can hear me, and I don't suppose you can actually speak, but I thought I'd give this a go anyway. Yeah, Yevgeny shut the cameras down, so... that means I'm vulnerable, as always, but gives us some privacy. I was going to approach one of the beacons, but... bit obvious, perhaps. Don't want Dr. Christo getting all possessive and doing something silly, like cracking me over the head or something. I just want to ask what it is you're doing here. Did you know Sapellus? Are you a construct? Something of Dr. Stones's design, perhaps? See, I know Dr. Stones liked to dabble in mechanics as well as genetics. Is that it? Yes, I know I'm a chatterbox, aren't I? I can natter like this for hours, you'd be surprised, but you know... It'd be nice if there was a bit of conversation here. You know, I say something, you say something. Or is it that you can only speak through other people? Is that it? So, you know, I don't mind if you bring a spokesperson in. Bring everyone in if you like. I just want to talk. It's okay, that's just my info stick. It's nothing to be scared of. It's just telling me that power levels are rising. Okay, I guess that's good. I'd kind of appreciate it if you didn't do anything hasty, like, say, consume my brain, boil it or anything. So, okay, that's quite an energy spike. That hurts. Could you, just for a moment...
I can hear you, Mistress Fanny.
Oh, please, call me Georgina.
Georgina, you should not be here.
When someone sends out a distress call, it's rude not to answer it. I'm sorry, but you're speaking inside my mind, and it's a bit much for me.
You are not required to remain.
So you're choosing minds, mixing memories and making something. Making a person? Dr. Krista.
You must not be permitted to intervene.
Who are you?
It does not concern you.
These people asked for my help. You're destroying their minds.
That was a mistake. I should have prevented that, but their minds were difficult to fathom.
They came here for refuge. Do you understand?
They are here because I summoned them.
You?
They were lost without me.
You sent a signal from here to their facility? So, how long have you been here?
Decades. No more. Slowly gaining power, reaching out to restore the minds of my people.
By stealing them.
We took advantage of a situation presented to us. No more. The damage had been done to those unfortunates of Dagon. We are simply making use of the raw materials that remained.
The experiments on the Dagon institution.
I have been monitoring them, watching their progress, their successes and failures. Then, when an influential mind was trapped within a computer, I spoke with it and made my deal.
You spoke with Katie Sapella's cloned mind, but that was a partial imprint. It wasn't a person. You couldn't have really communicated with it, let alone bargained with it.
The cloned mind of Katie Sapellis was as alive and capable as the original. I promised to undo the damage caused by her experiments.
But you haven't. No. See, you've made things worse.
No. I am recreating myself. I am rebuilding our race from her shattered thoughts, from all their shattered thoughts.
What happened to your race? What happened that made this acceptable?
We were destroyed by Genorg and Kortops. As they stripped the knowledge of space travel from races such as the Sketh and the Klagnags, so they took our power from us. The power to project our minds.
Rubus. You are Rubus. You are the race that created the cycle of real life.
Genorg stole our technologies, beasts ravaged our planet and left our minds adrift. But we endured. We can now exist in many states, within flesh and within silicone and steel. We can exist as raw energy.
You can exist as a computer program?
That is how we survived. Alive, but in a state of corruption. But now, we can repair ourselves.
By filling in the gaps, using other people's memories to make the best fit?
Yes.
But you don't have a physical form. Except one.
Dr. Krista will carry us.
How many?
We are 500, but there are others waiting, and we shall repair their minds too.
All living within one body?
For the time being.
Why, Krista? Why?
The others are broken. To exist within their broken minds would cause us harm.
You broke them.
There was damage to them already. The effort to restore them would have been too great.
You exploited them. You used their frailty for your own
gain. It was necessary. But we will avenge all with the destruction of Relife and the Cortops Agency. It is our gift back to you all.
You really disappoint me.
Dr. Krista is in agreement with us. We shall allow her to become one with Rubus.
So this all stems from Katie's brutal takeover and Dr. Krista allowing it to happen. I'm guessing their selfishness has infected your program. Your mind is still corrupted. You just can't see it. Abandon this project and find another way. Please.
No! We are close to completion. Rubus will gain form again. Be mobile. We will walk among you.
Not like this. Not leaving people in torment in your wake. Is that how you intend to go on? Picking apart people's minds to recreate something similar to what you once had. Oh, you'll never be complete. You'll always be wanting more, extracting partial memories and discarding what you don't want. I won't allow that.
We have given you a chance to leave, but if you insist to stand in our way, then we shall destroy you.
No, you won't. You can't. You don't have that power.
It would be easy for us. We can use your memories against you. You know this. Leave now, or suffer with the rest of the waste material.
I will not leave.
Stubbornness is irrational. It is you who do not have the power to affect us. We shall endure while you shall perish. We shall become.
I've always wanted to say this. You and whose army?
You leave me no choice, Georgina Verney. Ha!
There you all are. Harry, Ellis. Don't know you, but hello. Jessica, I think. Oh, Telford. You as well.
You leave us no choice.
See, now you see, this isn't right. You see. You say you don't want them for your race, but you're all prepared to control them and make them kill for you.
You leave us no choice.
Yes, very good. So you've got me intimidated. Leave us no choice. Now what?
No,
yes, getting closer. Yes, that's a really scary thing you're doing with your eyes, Telford. How come you never look at me like that normally, huh? Okay. Orders. Sections of people's minds stored in the beacons, ready to be loaded into the bodies. Okay. Hour at 75. 80. 85. 90. Now, Yevgeny, now!
Eradicate her!
No, Rubus!
Shutting power to beacon 3-6.
Your puppets are only receiving half of your program.
You will destroy them!
Are you not offering any kind of life for them? It ends now, Rubus.
No! I will shatter your mind!
Do it, then! Do it!
I've got you, Mistress. Give the order.
Help me!
Rubus, you leave us no choice.
What?
Mistress, hold on, it's working.
This data is irrelevant to us. We do not want these memories. Make them stop. You must offer only the memories we chose from you.
But you can't shift it away to other beacons. We've closed them down. Take it all or stop now.
You are corrupting our program.
Stop it. It's real.
No. Rubusters. Stop her. Stop this.
These minds are not yours to take. Not allow this to happen. You've copied their memories over and over. Now take it all back.
Their minds are all we have left. We must reconstruct our species exactly as it was. Please stop this attack.
Restore their minds or perish forever.
No!
Yevgeny, shut down the second beacon.
No! We must filter out these poisonous memories!
What have we got?
Something has gone bad inside us.
No! We must filter out this irrelevant data! We are ruined like this!
Like you ruined these people!
We are Rubus! We must endure! We must become what we were!
Live as a corruption of your former selves, or give these people back their minds. You created the real life process. You can find a way to restore yourselves without this nightmare, please.
We are Rubus. We must endure.
Please.
We must become what we were. We must endure.
Right to the toilet.
Mistress Verney? Mistress?
I'm okay. They're alive.
Telford and the others? Yes, they're alive. I can see movement. What are we going to do with them?
Oh, you know, do what we always do. Find them some help, I hope. What's happening with the beacons?
Well, there is nothing. Certainly no movement of those at all. I'm seeing no data there either. They're dead. Looks like the whole system has been cleared. Wiped clean.
Then Rubus has gone? What was that?
From the launch pad outside, there's a ship taking off.
Oh, Dr. Krista.
Is she Rubus?
Well, what there is left of them. Rubuster, that's what he called them. People with an impression within their minds of what the Rubus race used to be.
So what are we doing about it?
Let's just sort things out here first. I have a feeling we'll bump into Krista again. Let's just let things take their natural course there, yeah.
With you all the way, mistress.
But yes, I feel fine. In myself.
Okay, that's good. Rest up for now. I'll be back in a bit.
Rani, what do you think?
I don't know. Amy says there's nothing physically wrong, and that this remaining artifact appears to be causing no stress to the brain. May I see?
Okay. Here goes. She's looking at a magazine. Radio Times from Earth. There's a new science fiction series starting soon. About invading metal giants or something.
Well, she's seeing directly into Mari's mind, right? And she can process whatever information she's receiving.
Like a human version of Yorick?
I imagine this is how Yorick may have been created, you know? Something very similar, at least, using computer data instead of human minds. So.
Mari knows I'm here. She's putting down the magazine. She's walking through the dorms.
Yeah, I can hear footsteps.
And here she is.
It gets weird when we're in the same room together.
Where? It feels like we're the same person.
So, you're actually sharing thoughts now.
No, I feel like I have my own thoughts. But I can also see exactly what Ellis is thinking.
I was going to say the same thing. I know we're different.
Because I love cauliflower
and Ellis hates it. Loves it.
Well, extraordinary. And you feel fine, yeah?
Yes.
Best I've been in a long time.
That's what I'm hearing from Amy about the others. A big turnaround.
So, do you both agree that we can bring everyone back with us?
Amy suggests we take back those who were the least affected initially. She'd like to ensure the others are stable. She'd like a transport of meds and a review in a month.
All right. Okay, so for Amy to stay here and look after them, yeah? She hasn't talked to me about it yet.
She's a bit nervous, too.
I don't want to stay here, and neither does Mari.
You know I can speak for myself.
Sorry, but you don't, do you? Want to stay?
You know I don't.
We won't force anyone to stay. Mari, your involvement in Katie's experiment will be up for discussion. Look, okay. Let Amy do a final checkup, and we'll see you safely to Parapet, right? I mean, that was the idea of this operation, after all.
Thank you.
Okay, Bryony, let's get ready to get the hell off this rock.
Okay, all set. Delford is still recovering, remaining on the station. But, well, we seem to have a full house in here.
Is it always like this with you?
She means crossing paths with mind-destroying alien entities.
Well, let's just say that life has been getting a little more interesting recently. Are you having second thoughts about being with us, Lisa?
No. Quite the opposite, in fact.
In part 4 of The Freedom Factory, written by Graham David Richards, Sarah Golding was Georgina Verney, with Penny Scott Andrews as Bryony Maybeck, Bhavnisha Palmer as Nisha Tarbrook, Lydia Sullivan as Amy Chadwick, Greg Taraloff as Evgeny, Max Marshall as Telford Breen, Tanya Wheelock as Ellis Ardle, Sarah Nightingale as Mary Straven, Karen Heimdall as Dr. Mia Krista, Amelia Brownstein as Katie Sapellis, and Bjorn Munson as Rubus. The music was especially composed and performed by Sophie Rose, with additional sound design by Hem Brewster and Tap Dancer, with thanks to Matthew Exel, Patricia Dawn Richards, Fiona Thrale, Sophie Methuen Turner, Kelly Jones, and Julia Eve. Cyclone is produced and published by Audible Visions with Channel House Entertainment and Monument Studios. Copyright 2023.